Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we'll continue to rejoice and be glad in it, for the Lord is good, Lord is wonderful, Lord is kind, God is so awesome. Thank you for joining at 7 o'clock hour Eastern Standard Time. For those of you who are joining, I'm understanding people are joining from all over the country, and we are thankful to God for you being a part of this journey with us on this time of fasting and prayer. This is our Renew Fast, and so we are renewing our mind, body, spirit in God. For more information about the Renew Fast, you can go to our website at www.fbcog.org, or more importantly, you can just download the First Baptist Church of Guilford app, and it will always keep you in tune and give you information that you need. Well, beloved, today is day two, March 6th. We're thankful to God for our second day on our 40-day sojourn. And so today, the Word of God is coming to us from the Gospel of Luke. Luke's Gospel, chapter number 8. Luke's Gospel, chapter number 8. And I want to read in your hearing verses 14 and 15, which I believe will be a major blessing in your life. Amen. Oh, just another quick housekeeping note before I move on. We will be utilizing Zoom only as a backup in case anything happens with the phone lines. So let's say you call in one morning and can't get in. Go right over to our Bible study Zoom, and you will find us there. Amen. All right, Luke chapter 8, verses 14 and 15. I'm reading from the NIV version of the Bible. Here begins the reading of God's Word. The seed that fell among thorns stands for those who hear, but as they go on their way, they are choked by life's worries, riches, and pleasures, and they do not mature. But the seed on good soil stands for those with a noble and good heart who hear the word, retain it, and by persevering, produce a crop. Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Beloved, for just a few minutes, the Lord has led me to talk about don't get distracted. Don't get distracted. Beloved, a distraction is anything that diverts your attention from what you are trying to achieve. And believe you me, life is filled with distractions. But the key to success and the key to achievement is to not get lost in life. Let me say that again, not to get lost with or in life. The way you get lost in life is by following the detours of distraction. Jesus gives some in-depth details on things that can derail you from your destination in God. In this very parable, Jesus shares with his disciples how to avoid getting distracted. The parable of the sower is about how you can handle your seed and getting it to the right soil. The seed is God's word, and the soil is our heart and our mind. As an individual, the thing about the seed and the soil is that there is a journey of the seed to the soil that is filled, please hear me, with distractions. The seed is the word of God. The soil is our hearts. It's our minds. But the journey of the seed to the soil is where distractions into loom. So the relevant question this morning is, what do we do to preempt being distracted? How do we avoid being distracted altogether? I believe these two verses help us with an answer on how not to get distracted. Don't get distracted. Listen, I'm moving away from my norm, and I only have two major points this morning, just two. First point I want to flesh out is the way you don't get distracted is to not become impatient with your progress. Don't become impatient with your progress. Look at verse 14. Bible says that the seed that fell among the thorns stands for those who hear, but as they go on their way, they are choked by life's worries, riches, and pleasures, and they do not mature. A lot of times, beloved, we can be impatient with our progress. Reality is, as we receive the seed, which is the word of God, we have to be careful how we handle the seed, how we handle the word. And although the word of God needs to take root in our lives, if we don't give the seed the time that it needs to take root in our lives, then the world will then overcome the word that has been given to us. The word of God will then get choked out by the world's things that rise up, the distractions that come. In the text, it talks about thorny weeds. When we are distracted by thorny weeds, it produces three critical things that keeps us impatient with our progress. First one the text talks about is worry. Worry is where anxiety hangs out. And remember that worry is the opposite of trust. But beloved, what good is it to receive the word but then become distracted by the world through worry? That means you're not trusting in God. Matthew 6:33 says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto us. Philippians 4 lets us know that there's no need to be anxious about anything, but just put it to prayer and give it to God with thanksgiving and praise and watch God do what God does. Second thing, beloved, is that not only is it important to understand that thorny weeds that choke out the word of God is worry, but it also talks about riches, materialism, capitalism. This is what caused the rich young ruler to miss out on God's kingdom agenda. We must learn not to be like the rich young ruler, to turn our back because we're more vested in the material and more vested in things that have capital gain. But we must, beloved, become more invested in the kingdom agenda of God. We've got to be more like Zacchaeus, who saw the error of his ways, gave back four times as much to those that he had taken from, and the Bible says that God was pleased and his household was saved. You have to put more emphasis on the fact that it's about God's kingdom agenda and not necessarily materialism or capitalism. Third thing, beloved, here is that sometimes we're impatient with our progress when we allow the weeds of the world, the thorny weeds of the world, to rise because of pleasures. The pursuit of happiness, feelings over faith. The constant pursuit of pleasure is what chokes out and distracts us. When you're more focused on self-indulgence, it does not give room for self-sacrifice. So, beloved, it's okay to have nice things every once in a while, to experience some pleasurable things on occasion, but do not allow these feelings to overshadow your faith in God. The constant pursuit of pleasures chokes out and distracts us from what God aims for us to do in our progress in the Word. So we cannot be impatient with our progress and allow the weeds of the world to cause us to worry, to focus on riches and on pleasure. Here's the second move and final move of the text. Not only should we not become impatient with our progress, but then the second thing, beloved, is if you're not going to be distracted, you've got to look for improvements from your progress. Look for improvements. Right here, verse 15. But the seed on good soil stands for those with a noble and good heart who hear the word, watch it, retain it, and by persevering produce a good crop. Listen, beloved, those who are a noble and good heart, when the word connects to the right soil, when the seed gets to the right soil, and we avoid distractions that derail us from our destiny in God, then there are four key things that are done that helps to show that there's improvement with our progress. And it's right here really quickly. You've got to hear the word of God. But not only hear the word, you've got to retain the word of God. Not only retain, but you've got to persevere in the word of God. And when you do that, it will give you production from the word of God. Good soil, a good heart with the seed, which is the word of God, results in fruitfulness. You'll be able to persevere and produce a crop. That crop, the results of you not being distracted, the results of you being consistent, the results of you being focused is that you'll be fruitful. And you'll gain the fruit of the Holy Spirit, where the Holy Spirit will be active in your life. And you will gain the fruit of spiritual gifts, where actions will speak louder than words. You'll discover some things about yourself that you would have never discovered had you not been put on the path of the seed connecting with the soil. So here's the final thing I want to say, and then I'm praying. Get the word. Grow in the word of God. Guard that word. Put the word of God in good soil, and then the result is greater things will be achieved. Beloved, stay on the right path and don't get distracted. Don't allow the weeds of the world to derail God's word from getting into your heart and in your mind. And when you're consistent, when you're determined, when you're focused, the results will be fruitfulness. And you'll see a side of yourself you never would have saw had you not become distracted. Don't get lost in life, but allow the word of God to minister to every area of your life. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come this morning saying thank you. Lord, you led us to this word because maybe somebody's trying their best, Lord Jesus, to stay on the path of the fast. Somebody's trying their best to try this, Lord God, to do something to cause a spiritual awakening in their lives. But the world, Lord God, is tending to distract them. The weeds, the thorny weeds of the world, Lord God, are rising up where they're more overcome by worry, more overcome by riches and pleasures of this world, self-indulgence over self-sacrifice. But, Lord, we don't want to be impatient with our progress. Every little step counts. Every step we make is a step of progress. So, Lord, let us not be impatient with our progress, but let us look for improvements from our progress. Let us hear the word. Let's retain the word, Lord. Let's persevere in the word, so that the word of God can produce within us something spectacular. that through our faithfulness, Lord God, we can see fruitfulness. And the fruitfulness, Lord God, will allow the activity of the Holy Spirit, that he would reign free in our lives, and that the fruitfulness will also produce spiritual gifts of action. We can see a side of ourselves that we've never seen before. Lord, I just believe at the end of these 40 days that somebody's going to grow in you to another level. So help us to stay on the right path and not get distracted. And help us to get to the place spiritually, Lord, where you want us to be. God, we thank you while we're traveling on this journey of the fast. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And thank God. God be praised, beloved. I hope you got that word. Listen, don't get distracted. Stay on the path. And don't take any detours or get derailed. Destiny is up ahead. Y'all be blessed. Heaven smile upon you. Day 2 of our fast. We're moving forward. Talk to you in the morning. In Jesus' name, amen.